Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
The Burt Show.
So if you weren't listening to The Burt Show late yesterday and you missed the podcast, yes, I am trying to set up my ex-wife on a date. Yes, this was my idea, not her idea. She's definitely not a woman that's desperate, and she came on yesterday and we talked to her, but I really feel like my ex-wife is a catch, right? I think she's spirited, she's independent, she is capable, she is fun. And she just has, when she's been dating, she just hasn't found the right match for it, right? Somebody as spirited as she is. So she came on yesterday and we talked to her for a little bit, and she had a couple of things that she's looking for in a dude. And quite honestly, the demographic of this show that listens aren't a lot of dudes that are between the ages of 45 and 60, which is what she's looking for. So we are hoping that the women that listen to The Burt Show know a guy that's 45 to 60, and you're like, maybe they'd be perfect together.
And that's like the dream scenario, having a friend set you up and it being a perfect match. You all are friends of The Burt Show, so it's like a friend setting up a friend.
And my ex-wife, Stacy, is a good friend of mine. She also will always be the mother of my children. So there's, you know, there's something in for me here also. I would love for her to link up with a guy that I know my kids would like also and are safe with also, right? So if you know somebody like that, then go check out theburtshow.com. And it's the dude that has to fill out the form. You can't do that for him.
Correct.
Right?
Yes.
And she said, really, the only thing is, like, I mean, be spirited, be fun. Her faith is really important to her. Don't be a jerk. That's a positive.
Love Jesus and a good time.
Yeah.
Be divorced.
Be divorced. Yes. Yes. Don't be separated. Yeah. You have to have your baggage behind you.
Yep.
And she didn't want to really date anybody that has kids younger than 13.
Correct.
That's a hard rule for her. So, and the DMs that I got yesterday from people going, oh my God, I can't believe you have this relationship with your ex. It was a little sobering. Like, it's a shame that it's not more the rule, right? But then somebody sent me this reel yesterday from Instagram from the Michelle Dempsey. And I guess she's a divorce attorney. And she really, really stressed co-parenting. And when you're going through the divorce, how difficult and challenging it can really be. And it just hit me right in the soul.
It boggles my mind when I think back to when I was getting separated and I was just like, yeah, you know, we'll make a schedule and we'll share the kid. That's co-parenting. No. What they don't tell you is that first you have to learn to reestablish a relationship with somebody that you like fucking hate right now. And worse, they probably hate you more. And then you have to try and do that while you're going through the legal process with lawyers who are like, fight them. And the other lawyers like, fight back. And then you have to do it while dealing with the kids' emotions, but not showing them your emotions, because God forbid we put that on them, because that will scar them for life. And then somebody has a new relationship and you don't know how to bring that into the mix without pissing them off, or they're in a new relationship and now you're heated and you're going to amp things up. They don't tell you all that. It's all really hard. Co-parenting is not just let's share our kids. It is the rebuilding of a whole new life. And then it all gets so intimidating and you just want to get to a place where you can sign some papers and move on. So you're like, yeah, whatever, parenting plan, fine, do that. And then you realize, oh my God, now we are co-parenting, we are time sharing, and I've made so many mistakes on this parenting plan I can't undo. And how do I fix my face when my kid says this thing that happened at the other house? It's a lot. It's a lot. And they don't prepare you for it. And let me tell you, the work you do ahead of time to prepare for the show that is co-parenting will save you in the end. Mark my words.
I felt every word of that. And I wanted to share that with you guys because I know some of you are going through that right now. It is real. But I also want to share some positivity also. You can get to a place where Stacy and I are, man. Mm-hmm. I mean, if there's something going on in my life, Stacy would be probably one of the first people I call now. So you can get there. But woo, it is tough. And we've always done the co-parenting thing really, really well. But I would love to set somebody up with her that has her sense of values. And is sort of a little bit as frustrated dating at her age as she is. So go to theburtshow.com and it's all right there. All right, Kristen, you want to take over Tinder takedown here?
Yeah, so this is, we're in deep now. So Beth hit us up and she said a friend of a friend found her boyfriend on Tinder. Sure enough, there was a screenshot. It's him. It's his pictures. And she was just floored because he's never shown any signs of cheating. She even found an engagement ring in there in the apartment. And she's like, I feel like this dude's going to propose. Why would he be on Tinder? So we did Tinder takedown and sure enough, this dude on Tinder bit. But we found out some things that did not match up with her boyfriend, Trevor, at all. Trevor doesn't have a boyfriend. Trevor doesn't have a dog. Trevor's never been to Italy. Like, none of the stuff that was being said was making any sense. So we're like, some dude stole Trevor's photos and is catfishing women. And so she approached her boyfriend and said, hey, friend of a friend showed me this. Care to, like, weigh in? And he was adamant, it is not me. Then she told him, yeah, well, my friend of a friend reached out and he said XYZ, that's not you. And he goes, and he thinks, and he's like, dude, that's my friend and fraternity brother, Steven. So he hit up Steven and they were supposed to have drinks last night and he was going to confront Steven about this fake Tinder profile and confirm it was him and, like, shut it down.
Over drinks,
yes.
Not smart. Here's Beth back on The Voice Disguiser with an update. Hey, Beth.
Hello.
Hello.
I've got the latest scoop.
Do tell. You're here. We're here.
Why scoop not? It.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
So Steve, Trevor, they met up for those drinks last night. They went to their usual spot, their go-to since college. Trevor told me from the very get-go that he was not going to beat around the bush. So he went straight to the point, and he asked Steven if he's been using his pictures on Tinder. Told me Steve tried to deny it, but when Trevor mentioned the dog, the brother, Steve being a Leo, he had no choice but to fess up. And I mean, really, what are the odds of Steve checking all those boxes? You know?
Yeah, Steven didn't make it
and
hard.
So,
no, he didn't.
So then Trevor pulled out the receipts, right? And he had no choice but to fess up. And then, get this, Trevor forgave him. And then Steve picked up the tab, and that was it.
Yeah, this is how guys handle things right here.
Sounds
right.
About right.
Hey, I'm sorry. Oh, it's cool, dude. I'll tell you what. You pay for drinks, and we'll just pretend nothing happened.
It's all good.
Dang, it's so good being a guy.
The Bert Show.